We kicked off this week with the inspirational story from Shane Lowry from Sussex Inlet, who's gone and lost an absolute load of weight.
Yes, well, that was back in like March, mate, and actually you inspired me. I looked at your Facebook page one day and you were walking to work, and I thought, well, if this young bloke can do this, I'm 64, well, I can do it too. I went from 136.7 in a day. I said to myself, that's enough.
Yep.
And I dropped 20 kilos in 4 months.
20 kilos in 4 months, and how do you feel, Shane?
Oh, 200% better than I did, mate.
I turned 43 on Tuesday, and my two boys, Claudie and Daniel, revealed to me what I would be getting for my birthday.
What do you think that you should get Daddy for his birthday?
I want you to get Spider-Man toy.
Thanks, boys. Thanks. We talked the healing powers of tea with Paulina from the Berry Tea House, a finalist in this year's Shoalhaven Business Awards. Rachel and I have been together for 15 years, well, 16 years, we were saying the other night, but, and I can notice a distinct difference between Coffee Rachel and Tea Rachel. Now, Tea Rachel is a lot calmer. And if she was listening at the moment, she would be like, throw something at me when I get home. Because when I get home, she'll be Coffee Rachel when I get home. But at night, when the tea comes out, she's a lot calmer. What is it in tea that makes it calms people down?
Well, it actually is. It is a thing. It contains an amino acid called L-theanine.
Okay.
So it actually does give you a lift, but it does calm you down as well. Tea does have caffeine, but you don't get that same hit that you do with coffee. So
whenever she gets a bit worked up, I go and make a tea.
Right. Have a nice cup of tea, love.
Have some of this tea. It'll
That's
calm right. you down.
It's what they say. Keep calm and drink tea.
Owen Wright from Culborough picked up the first ever medal in Olympic surfing, a bronze medal. Woohoo! We spoke to his best friend, Ty Watson.
To beat the world number one, current world number one, was just an amazing effort. And just that smile coming in, the passion, the fist pumping, just amazing.
My mate Max and I discovered that the games are for those pristine athletes, not for us old blokes.
Yeah. Those gymnasts, they just baffle me. They do that thing on the floor exercise where they run from one corner to the other, jump up in the air, and I think they do three somersaults, some of them.
Yeah.
I'd be lucky to walk that diagonal without falling over.
Yeah, if someone said to me right now, all right, for $1,000, can you do a commando roll? Like from standing up, and I'm 6'2", just do a commando roll. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'll probably break something.
Keep your money, I'd say.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? That's what.
Next time?
Commando roll and soil yourself.
Look, that was an Olympic event. I'm there.
The Shoalhaven delved into our favourite old school ads.
That'll be the phone, Rich.
Sounds like the battery, son.
Under the bonnet, son. Chum, how chumpy was it?
So chumpy, you can carve it.
You can carve it. Uncle Toby's porridge, still saying it to this day.
This is how you make porridge.
That's not how you make porridge.
This is how you make porridge.
That's not how you...
That's not how you make porridge. And some romance was in the air in the Stolzenhein household this week. And now I got carried away and I started clearing stuff away all over the house. And Rachel had come back. It's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm just cleaning. And she said, yeah, but don't do that very often. I looked at her and she looked at me and then could have swore I saw it, folks. That romantic glint. Yeah. Yeah, it was there. That sparkle in the eye. She looked at me and then the boys came running through the house and tore the place up again. Well, almost. Now, that's the week that was on the 2SC Breakfast Show.